Would you like your book in a bag?
New Dominion has been in business since 1924, owned at first by Christopher Columbus Wells, and then by a woman who had worked in the shop for 10 years, Carol Troxell.
She had an encyclopedic memory and frequently would know with a single question that someone was looking for a particular title.
Rebecca Keyes was one of six people who worked in the shop and wanted the chance to talk about their remarkable boss. Melissa Lockwood recalled a slim, bespectacled, tastefully dressed woman with a mane of long white hair, someone who put you at ease from the moment you sat down for a job interview.
She would always begin like, "Now what's your situation?" which I love. And then she'd be like, "You know, book selling is not a money-making thing."
Sandy DeKay and Betsy Bloom said Troxell set the tone for New Dominion, an old-fashioned shop with modern ambitions, where writers went to launch their books and staffers scrambled up ladders to retrieve them from shelves stretching to the 14-foot ceiling.
People could talk. It wasn't a library. They could talk about ideas. It was more like a Paris salon. And she was fluent in French, although she would have poo-pooed that. She wasn't fluent enough for her own standards.
We had everything written on Paris in the shop. You know, she loved British history, and she was an expert on Churchill, and she was an expert on spies.
She was not an early adopter, shunning computers for older technologies, according to Keyes.
She insisted that we type the labels for shipping out boxes of books. We would type away in the back room, and you'd hear a customer say, "Do I hear a typewriter?" And she had a charge box on which customers who have accounts at the bookshop could charge titles. And I'm sure that charge box comes from 1924.
She befriended a nearby pharmacist who presides over an equally historic spot on the mall and arranged for him to deliver books to her customers when his team was out delivering medicine. Sales associate Betsy Bloom says Troxell often ordered lunch from the counter at Timberlake.
In the summer, they had homegrown tomatoes, and that was one of the highlights of her summer.
So it seems in keeping that Troxell imposed a dress code on her team, and events coordinator Mitzi Ware says no one complained.
She gave me the job, and then she said, "Well, you have to know that the women wear skirts." And she said, "And the men wear ties." And the windows had to be done just so.
And even now, Betsy Bloom still feels her presence.
Her picture that's in the window right now, when I left the shop last night, it had come a little askew. And I said, "Carol, oh my gosh, I hope she does not see that that picture is a little crooked."
In addition to books, Keyes says Troxell loved cats.
Mr. Troxell is nursing a cat that was born underneath the bookshop 17 years ago. There were numerous cats that the Troxells would capture and neuter when possible, and they had other cats at home also that were bookstore cats.
And Troxell adored her roses, which grew behind the shop. Robert Lazo says everything would stop when the man who pruned those roses came in.
I didn't know his name until about a month ago. He was always just the pruner, and he would introduce himself that way on the phone. It would be, "Hello? It's the pruner. Is the boss in?"
The owner of New Dominion also gave due respect to authors who were always welcome in her back office. Again, Betsy Bloom.
Behind the glass doors, you would see Mr. Grisham. You would see Dan Jordan, the head of Monticello. You know, they were all back there chatting away about all kinds of interesting things.
But you didn't have to be famous to enjoy Troxell's full attention. She often stepped up to assist customers in finding just the right volume. And for that, Sandy DeKay says she is remembered.
I walked out of the shop today, and just a total stranger to me slowed down and said, "I'm so sorry for your loss." And it was someone who did not know Carol well, but just experienced her as a customer of the shop.
Despite their grief, friends joke that it was best Carol died before Donald Trump's inauguration. She was, they recall, a fan of Secretary Clinton, or, as Carol called her, our Hillary. The fate of the bookshop has not been decided, but fans hope it will stay open. The store will host a reception and memorial for Carol Troxell on February 12th from 1 to 4. I'm Sandy Houseman.